This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. Meat packers in Fort Morgan have reached a tentative agreement with meat processor Cargill to end a nearly 70-day lockout. The Colorado Sun reports 1,700 beef processing workers have been unable to work since May 20th when negotiations on a new contract stalled. The deal will still have to be reviewed and voted on by union members. This weekend, Colorado is celebrating its 150th birthday, and communities across the state are celebrating in uniquely Colorado ways. CPR's Molly Cruz has more.
On Saturday, hiking groups will climb nearly every fortina in the state. Museums are hosting special exhibits, and towns from Denver to Durango are throwing festivals, concerts, and history tours. And the festivities will continue long after this weekend. Organizers have planned hundreds of events, including statewide drone shows and classic Colorado film screenings. But the milestone isn't just about celebration. Indigenous-led events invite Coloradans to reflect on the displacement of tribal nations and the complex history behind the state's founding. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
More Colorado-grown and produced ingredients can soon be showing up in school cafeterias. That's thanks to new state funding. Nearly $24 million in funding will go to more than 130 school districts around the state. Most of the money will help schools buy food from local producers, expand on-site meal prep, and boost pay for cafeteria workers. This is CPR News, 90.1 in Denver.